I know he probably thought, why is she staring?
Okay. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee hearing meeting back to order. The time is 1:30. And so we would like to begin with, go back to Ms. Elizabeth Hembree. Congresswoman Stabler, you want to go first? Oh, let's do the roll call. Yes, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, clerk.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman? Congressman Tillman?
Here. Sorry.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Chair Rebard?
Here. And just to remind you, Ms. Hembree, you're still under oath.
Thank you.
Okay. Chair. All right. Ms. Hembree, were you working with the nation in 2015, 2014, 2015? Okay. So you're aware of the situation that went on at that time with gaming, with the executives in gaming?
Yes.
So bearing that in mind, and the fact that we've talked a little bit about the six, and the fact that you're going to try to hire some more people. Last time, that was the answer too. We're going to write policy. We're going to write better policy based on the recommendations from commission, and they did. But we can see now that nobody followed it. So what guarantees can you give us, or what is your plan to guarantee to get us to a point where we no longer have to worry about the type of expenses that we're looking at?
Well, I think that is a really good question, that we need to address the scope and exactly what we're going to have someone do, every receipt that we're going to have them look at, and we're going to have for a while perhaps a monthly report on what was reviewed, who was reviewed, and what expenses came from that to the gaming commissioners.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Hembree, who were the commissioners at that time, do you recall?
Commissioner Harlan was the chair, and I'm not sure who the other two commissioners were at the time.
Okay, so Commissioner Harlan was on the commission at the time.
Yes.
And then she left for several years, and now she's been confirmed again there.
Yes.
Okay. When is your next commission meeting?
February 15th at 1:00. We do have some hearings that start at 10, but at 1:00 is the actual gaming commission meeting.
Ms. Hembree, when all of this came about, you know, the questioning or the documents and what have you, and in your position, why wasn't there the option to temporarily suspend licenses when the CEO was still in his current position? Because that was the same action that was taken before, back in 2014 or 15.
The action that was taken in 2015 was a little bit different than this one. They actually were building a business on the side with casino funds, and they were building their own business that had to do with casino funds, and they were able to buy funds with the credit cards that were to substantiate their business, their side business.
Okay, so the type of misusing was different, which would require a suspension of the license?
Yes.
Give me some examples of why you would suspend a license, why somebody would be under investigation.
In the past, when the Gaming Commission has suspended licenses, there is some sort of a threat to the enterprise, to the properties, or to the other individuals who work there, and they are an immediate threat, and that's when we ask for like an emergency suspension or a suspension.
Okay. So back in 14 or 15 was the board in place at the time? Were they very proactive in providing information?
We asked for them to provide six. There was no system of internal control for credit card use. And so we did ask them to write a six and provide that. And they did do that. And they had a time frame with which to do that to make sure they did it within a 6-month period to finalize it and approve it.
Okay. So let's talk about the relationship with the commission a little bit, with the board, the Gaming Enterprise Board. So right now you attend every board meeting, correct?
Yes, when possible.
Okay, and so when did you start notifying, if you can say, the board that we've received the documents, we started reviewing them, and I guess when you sent a report to Congress, and there was some strong language, but then did you guys, you guys are still doing an investigation, can you say?
Yes, we're right now doing an investigation.
Okay, so can we expect from the Congress or to the Congress a revised report from the initial?
Right, it won't be a revision, but it'll be an additional report.
Okay. You. Okay. And that's because you had more time to review the documents that you received?
Right. We received their documents and the report was due to you in 2 days. So we were able to provide that synopsis based on what we had received as far as statements went. Then we realized we didn't have a large portion of the documents, so we made additional requests, and those were provided, like I said, up until 2 days prior to the report being submitted to Congress.
Okay. So was there any time during this investigation when you were at the board meeting and they were talking about it, did you ever talk to the staff, the executive officers, and say, don't worry about it, Congress can't do anything, don't worry about anything, everything's fine?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
We were under an investigation and I cannot speak about it while we're under an investigation to staff.
Okay. And then have you ever flown on any other private jet? Or airplane at all?
On theirs, no. I have flown on a private jet when I was 6 years old.
Say again?
I did fly on a private jet when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
That was the last time.
Have you ever been asked to fly on the casino's jet?
I would say yes, I was asked, but I was not aware that's what was happening. I got a call from one of the board members who said that your name is on a list to be on the private jet to go to Missouri for a certain time frame. And I think they were going to have me and the commissioners go to Missouri for a presentation of funds that they were going to donate. I was not made aware of the date that that was going to occur, and the commissioners were not made aware of the date that that was going to occur. As a matter of fact, when I got the call, Mr. Burtman was in my office, and I was unaware that they had a private plane at that time. I thought we were all going to take business cards up and go and make this presentation, and the commissioners and I could all ride together. When I talked to him, let Mr. Burtman know what was said, I said I was unaware of it, and so I did not make that. I did not make that trip.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Embry. Any other questions from the committee? Congressman Tillman.
Good afternoon, Ms.
Good afternoon.
Embry. Good to see you. Thank you for being here. You started in 2016.
That's when I became the director.
That's when you became, and before that, previously, you were?
Audit. I was in the audit department.
Okay. Who was the CEO when you took over in 2016?
In 2016, it was Mr. Big Horse.
Okay. So, again, as with Mr. O'Brien, I really enjoy, again, learning and educating myself on the function of your office and how critical and how important it is, even going forward, more critical and more important. And one of the things that I had to want to ask you is, as far as the credit card receipts, And I look at your founding authority for the Osage Gaming Commission. And part of the founding authority reads, the commission preserves and protects the integrity of the Osage Nation's gaming activities through strict regulation by enforcing all applicable gaming laws, internal controls, and regulatory standards. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. It's on your website, but it's the last part of your founding authority. So as taking over as director, would you think being able to examine credit card receipts from CEO, CFO, COOs would be part of that internal controls?
Most certainly now, I do.
Okay. And did you make attempts back then when you became the new director to change some of the policies or the reasons why you weren't able to access those documents?
We make repeated requests to access documents at there. Did I make changes to do them? We made formal requests for information at that point when I became a director. Before it was, I think it was simple emails. And after that, we established a procedure where we went with a formal request for information so that we could notify whether they were compliant or non-compliant with a specific request as opposed to an email.
So when you requested those documents back in 2016, 2017, 2018, you were met with resistance or no response, or?
I did not request credit card documents during that period of time.
Would you consider that part of your founding authority to be able to examine those expenditures from CEOs to make sure that they were compliant?
I would.
Okay. And so that answers my question. Before Congress requested the expenditures, you had attempted to try and get those documents. I think that's just what you just answered for me. And there's a lot going on here, and I'm sure your review of these documents. Has anyone ever made you feel like now that you weren't able to do your job by requesting documents, not receiving the documents, maybe year after year after year, to be able to keep up with your founding authority, specifically with the internal controls? Has it been, did you feel hamstringed that you weren't able to perform your job?
I do feel that the Gaming Commission has been hampered in receiving documents in the past.
Fair enough. Have you ever been instructed just to look away?
Never.
Have you ever felt like political influenced you? Was there ever any interference from anybody, any elected official that you felt threatened by or kept you from performing your job the way you thought maybe you should be doing your job?
No.
Okay. So just to be clear, we understand. Sorry. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I found them. Mr. O'Brien, I did find those. What tribal use of net revenues can be used for. And I think you're probably aware of those. And it is to fund tribal government operations or programs to provide to the general welfare of the Indian tribe and its members, to promote tribal economic development, to donate to charitable organizations, and to help fund operations of local government agencies That's what the use of tribal revenues, gaming revenues, can be used. In your experience before today, and before we got access to these credit card reports, did you ever feel like there was any violations of how we spent our gaming revenues?
There were violations in the 2014-15 era when we went through all of the documentation with regard to the, like I said, the previous administration and their ability to start a new business using casino assets.
To a level, was it at the same level as you now have in front of you, the documents? Is it comparable or is this worse?
I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact amount that we of the dollar figure for that violation.
Okay.
It was rather egregious as well.
Okay. And that's really all I have. And I appreciate you being here with us this afternoon and your patience and your forthcoming with your information. So thank you, Chair. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon again, Elizabeth, or Ms. Hembree. So we received a resignation letter from Mr. Sims, from Chair Hager, and then we received a rescinded version of his resignation. How do you view his position on the gaming board at this moment?
He is not a member of the gaming board at this moment.
Have you been notified from the chair of the gaming board that is their opinion also?
I have not. I just received the information from the AG's office stating that he was no longer a member.
And you agree with the AG's opinion?
I do.
Do you know if he was at the meeting 2 days ago?
I do not.
Okay. With his resignation, how does that work with licensure? Does his license already automatically become, what's the word I'm looking
for? Inactive.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so talk to me about licensure. When somebody resigns from the board, their position, he is now on an inactive list of individuals that has a gaming license under the Osage Nation Gaming Commission, but he still holds a license.
Yes, he still holds a license until its expiration date, and then at that time he will be an individual with an expired gaming license. However, it is inactive. If you are not employed or working on a board, you do not have an active license.
Okay. Thank you for now.
Congressman Keene.
Okay, thanks, Mrs. Hembree. So I'm gonna need some legal help here. So with Mr. Sims, the AG opinion isn't legally binding accurate. So if the board just said, we think he's still on the board, would that be accurate? Anyone actually for that? If the board just refused to accept the AG opinion is what I'm trying to say. Would he still be on the board? Does anyone know?
I would not be able to answer that question. I believe that's a legal question.
Could we get Mr. Burtman?
Chair will recognize me.
Typically, I'd recognize you, sir, but probably not in this instance.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to provide clarity. So, as Congresswoman Lemon said, we haven't received any, to my knowledge, documentation since we've seen the opinion that says he's not legally on the board. So that's all I just wanted to share. Thank you.
Okay, committee. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Ms. Hembree, do you have any remarks that you'd like to share?
I think I would like to say that, as with the rest of you, I'm terribly disappointed that we are here. And I want to say that the Gaming Commission will do everything under their power to make sure that things are turned around in a very short time. You will have your second report just as soon as possible, and we will definitely be looking at auditing every receipt until we can come to a determined time that we can determine that they are following policy and that proper receipts, proper documentation, and is all of the appropriate six are in order for this. Sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Embry. We appreciate your comments, and in closing, and just want to say thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you on an appropriation request so that we can help strengthen your compliance in your area. And so I just thank you, Mr. Burtman. Good to see you again, sir. The committee doesn't have any other.
I got one last question.
Go ahead, Congressman Tillman.
I did yesterday one more.
Why not?
That's why we're here.
Ms. Embry, I thought of this question, but you said you contact the NIGC frequently for numerous things, and they're completely aware of what's going on currently within our office. And is there a chance, how does it work? Would they ever step in and say, we're taking over, we're going to issue a notice of violation? Is that a possibility?
I don't believe so at this time. Like I said, we are in constant communication from them. They call me on the regular basis mm-hmm. to say, do you need any support from us? If you need something from us, we are here. We want to reiterate, we've seen a new article or we've seen this, and we would like to know if you need support. If you do not, and I certainly have taken that to the commissioners and let them know that they certainly want to help us in the event that we feel that we need their support.
Okay, so a slim chance that they would step in and issue a notice of violation based on what we have so far.
I believe they would do that at our request.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. I'm nothing right now, but I would like to speak with Mr. O'Brien again.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Does anybody want to speak to Patrick again before we release the witnesses? Congresswoman Lemon. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and just to remind you that you're still under oath.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So my question is, have you been instructed if Mr. Sims is no longer a board member?
Have I been instructed?
Or have you been told or informed?
No, I have not been informed, like, from anybody within the organization.
Would that typically come out in an email to everyone?
This is,
being that you're at the executive level.
This is kind of a new situation that haven't been involved in the past. The original came via email from Chairman Hager. That's how I found out.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't received any notification or communication on current status.
Okay, so you received the letter saying that Mr. Sims was resigning from Mr. Hager, or you received notification that he had resigned from Mr. Hager?
It was on a mass email. I think multiple people were on the email distribution on a Friday afternoon, close to 5:00. And that's the notification that I've received.
Thank you. Have you received the notification that he has rescinded his resignation?
Not formally in the manner that I received the first one. Of course, there's items on the internet that you see, so.
So you don't know at this point. The last communication you have is that Mr. Sims is no longer a member of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. The last official communication you have received?
That's the last official. Was that email?
Thank you.
I have just a couple more questions too. I was going to ask you a couple things. So yesterday, there was some discussion from the CEO Pearson regarding how they were going to manage their credit card authorization or approval. And it was brought up that the CEO was going to submit their information to the CFO, who would approve that, and then the CFO was going to send their credit card information to the CEO for approval. And I was just wondering, now that you're going to start looking, having oversight of the six, is that something that's typical? Because the reason I ask is that the CFO reports to the CEO. And so, and then it just seems that that's an interesting way to request approval. Is that something that's standardized in practice?
I would have to say I've never seen it before.
Okay.
I don't really have anything to compare it to in my work history.
Okay. All right, thank you. And then another question that I wanted to ask you is that a lot of times, we talked a lot yesterday about the sponsorships and donations and things of that nature, comps. And so if board members want to use, say, the event center, or not the event center, but some of the rooms there maybe for private birthday parties or personal events and things of that nature, in any of the regulations or policy, is there any policy in place that you're aware of with regards to board members using our facilities, maybe at a comp level, or not having to pay at all, including food and beverage?
That's something I'd have to look further into. At this time, I don't think anything's in place.
Okay. Well, I would appreciate that, because I feel like at the end of the day, it all goes back to it's money, and it's sense, whether it's in a comp form or not. At least it should be recorded. As I understand in your testimony this morning, there's some type of retention of record keeping.
Yes.
And for that. And so I was just curious and thought maybe that might be a good policy if there's a lack thereof, including not just board members, but anyone that's not an executive officer that's in an elected position. Congresswoman Stabler?
I thought of a couple questions. We've talked a lot about the regulations. We've focused a lot on the credit cards and club policies and things like that, but I don't think we've asked about accounting standards. Is there anything within the mix, the TICS or the SIX, or any other accounting standards that we use for our accounting department, finance department?
As far as the finance SIX, the MIX standards and the TIX standards are in those documents.
Okay. So we would find them there, but yep. We wouldn't find any policies and procedures or any SIX that go with those?
Those would be in the accounting SIX.
In the accounting SIX. So there is a section called accounting?
Yes.
Okay.
1570.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Committee? Congressman Hamilton.
Yesterday, we were told by the CFO that he processed or acted upon things such as the screen being referenced here, that he was, things were board approved and he had to do them. But just, and that was it. They were board approved. You need to process this. Is that how, have you been told anything like that? That like such an item is board approved and you needed to act upon it?
I have not been told in that manner that something's been board approved.
Just the CFO
and,
has.
And to act on something.
Okay. That's all.
Committee. Okay, if there's no more questions, then are you guys okay with us releasing the witnesses at this time?
Yes.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
I'd like to speak with Ms. Hembree. I have one more question. I think it's one more.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Ms. Hembree. You spoke earlier about restitution, and I just kind of want to talk about that a little bit, not in a number amount or anything, but just how does that process look? Can you just walk through it a little bit? You do a special, what'd you call it earlier, a special request for an investigation? Walk me through to restitution.
Well, I don't know that I can speak. Okay, it is a licensing action, which when we ask for a license, I issue a licensing petition in that action, we can ask for a fine, a revocation, or a suspension. So we have any number of remedies for the types of licensing action that we might would ask for with regard to any incident that has occurred. We can ask for any sort of those. You typically, those three things are listed: a fine, a restitution, a revocation, or a suspension. Those would be probably the four things that I've typically asked for when we have requested a licensing action petition that goes before the commission board, and they will take a look at it, and then they make the determination based on people do get due process, they get a hearing. And then the commission board will rule based on the evidence that they hear. And they're very, they have an open mind and they usually haven't heard any facts of the case prior to the case. And then they can make a decision based on the evidence at that time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, committee, are you okay then? We release the witnesses?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Hembree and Mr. O'Brien. Committee, the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no.
What was that?
Big siren going.
We are adjourned.
It's because you ate.
I'm good.
Let's go have some tea.